PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, crews continue to battle the Jennings Creek wildfire, which is affecting Passaic County, as well as Orange County, New York. Brian Gallagher, a forest ranger with the New York State Department of Environment Conservation, says the small amount of rain that fell overnight won't really help that much.
You get a little bit of rain, it puts that surface fire out, but if it's in the duff, it's going to stay there. It's going to smolder like a cigar until it gets dry enough, and then that fire can pop up again. And that's probably what we're going to see.
In New Jersey so far, the fire has burned at least 3,000 acres. An Ocean County man is charged with starting a major wildfire at a gun range.
According to the Ocean County prosecutor, 37-year-old Richard Shishady was charged with arson on Friday. He's accused of starting the shotgun wildfire that has consumed hundreds of acres in Jackson Township. An investigation at a local gun club found Shishady had shot a Dragon's Breath 12-gauge shotgun round that is known for igniting when used. The flames caught a nearby berm on fire, starting the blaze. The Brick Township man is being held at Ocean County Jail. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And the Happy Hearts Foundation is a nonprofit that was started by 16-year-old Freehold Township High School junior Carmine Steffens to memorialize his grandparents who passed away in 2000 and 2020. He does this by providing care bags to hospital patients and caregivers to make their hospital stays more comfortable and work shifts more efficient.
I was really looking for a place where I could make the biggest impact. And I said, I can reach patients of all different types of illnesses because my grandfather died of a heart attack and my grandmother died of pancreatic cancer. But I wanted to be able to help people that are in both of those situations.
The patient bags include chapsticks, crossword puzzles, combs, stress balls, and sleep masks. The caregiver bags have things like pens, badge reels, and mini flashlights. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And will it feel like fall soon? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, mainly clear for tonight. It's going to be breezy with low temperatures between 45 and 50. And the wind is going to pick up even more as we head into tomorrow. Winds gusting 30 to 40 miles per hour. And with things drying back out again and the humidity dropping, it's going to lead to a high fire threat again with a mostly sunny sky. High temperatures in the mid-50s tomorrow. Clear, brisk, and colder tomorrow night. Lows 30 to 35. And mostly sunny for Wednesday. And a high temperature pretty close to 50. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And what are we looking at right now? I'll tell you what we're looking at right now. 56 degrees in Orange, 50 degrees in Hillsborough, 56 in Toms River. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Brock Farms. Is the Christmas season at Brock Farms. Come see their huge selection of live and artificial trees, beautiful handmade wreaths, lights, and ornaments. Brock Farms, Route 9 North in Freehold, and online at brockfarms.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.